Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Listening to Student Interest Matters Just As Much, Why Connection is a Two-Way Street. In the last episode, y'all, I had talked about why it matters for students to see us as human, why sharing our interests helps build relationships. Today, I want to flip that lens, because connection isn't just about students knowing us. It's about us knowing them, and more specifically, listening to what lights them up. Before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is students who are excited about something, whether it's sports, art, music, gaming, animals, or random facts. See, passion is contagious. I love when students are excited about something. Second thing that I'm thankful for, the chance to listen more than I talk. That doesn't always come naturally to me, but it always pays off when I'm working with young people. Third thing, classroom moments that remind me kids are more than learners. See, students, they're creators, dreamers, competitors, helpers, and explorers. And I love those classroom moments that help remind me of that they are more than just learners in the classroom. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Main topic is listening to student interests matters just as much. Why connection is a two-way street. Listening is the strongest relationship builder we have. Listening is such a powerful thing. Students can tell when adults are waiting to talk versus when adults are actually listening. When we listen to student interests, we communicate to them, hey, you matter. Your world is worth knowing. And you are more than a data point, than just a test for us. Listening isn't passive. It's one of the most powerful teaching moves there is. Let's talk about the next thing, which is that interests are windows into identity. I've talked in this podcast about the importance of identity, about teacher identity. Let's talk about student identity. What kids care about tells us a lot. It tells us how they see themselves, what gives them confidence and where they feel competent in their lives. What kids care about, it tells us what brings them joy and how they connect to others. A student who may struggle academically, they may actually shine out on the court, or they may shine in art, or through humor, or in leadership. Students who struggle academically may shine with technology or through empathy. See, if we don't listen, we miss the whole child. And we're doing a disservice to students if we don't look at the whole child and learn about the whole child. Engagement, it starts where interest lives. Kids engage more deeply when examples that we share reflect their interests. Conversations include their world. When lessons connect to what students care about. You don't need to redesign everything. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying here. Sometimes it's as simple as referencing a sport they love, letting students explain something they know. It can be as simple as using student interests as metaphors or allowing choice in how they show learning. Interest, it's a bridge to effort. And so ultimately, we have to know that listening, it builds trust, especially for quiet kids. Not every student raises their hand. Not every student self-promotes. Some kids are quiet observers. They're hesitant sharers. They are unsure of adults' care, and they're used to being overlooked. When you notice and remember what they like, what students like, what excites students, and what they're proud of, you tell students, hey, I see you. And even when you're quiet, I see you. That kind of trust, it changes behavior and it changes confidence. Students' interests, it builds belonging. Belonging doesn't come from rules. It comes from recognition. When students hear, hey, how was your game? Did you finish that? Hey, did you finish that drawing? Or hey, how's your new puppy? How's your new baby brother? How's your new baby sister? What level are you now in this game that you love? See, when students hear things like that, they feel known. And when kids who feel known, they're more willing to take risks as learners, ask questions in a classroom, try it again if they fail, stay regulated in terms of their behavior, and engage respectfully. Listening, it doesn't mean losing control. That is important. Hear what I'm saying. Listening doesn't mean losing control. Listening to student interest does not mean abandoning expectations or letting chaos run a room or blurring boundaries. What it means is honoring voice. It means showing curiosity, valuing student identity, and building mutual respect. Strong classrooms, they balance structure and humanity. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. Strong classrooms balance structure and humanity. So I want to next talk about, why does this matter for long-term impact? See, years from now, students won't remember your pacing guide, your slides, your test prep system. What they're going to remember is who asked about their life, who noticed their passions, who listened to them without judgment, and who treated them like a person. Listening, it plants seeds that grow later. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that connection isn't one directional. Yes, students benefit when they know us, but they thrive when we know them. Listening to student interest tells kids that, hey, you belong here. Your voice matters. You don't have to leave who you are at the door to learn. And when kids feel that, learning stops being something we do to them and becomes something we build with them. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.